Welcome to Feel Flows Relaxation Podcast. My name is Johanna, and today we're going to do a short relaxation. It's about 10 minutes long, and we have a theme, and the theme for today's relaxation is change. So we're going to start by just connecting to the body. Try to sit down or lie down in a place that's quiet and safe. And if it's not quiet, you can learn to coexist with whatever sounds are going on, maybe from the outside or inside of your home or wherever you are. It's fine. We're just staying present. And if you're sitting down or lying down, start by trying to connect to your body. Just notice how you're feeling physically right now. Notice if your body is tired or energetic. If you're feeling strong or weak right now. Notice if you're tense. And if so, where in the body that tension has taken a hold. Notice your shoulders. Maybe you can drop down your shoulders just by letting go of that tension. Same thing with the back of your neck. Notice if you have any tension there. Maybe let your head go from side to side if that feels good to you, if it doesn't make you dizzy. Just really slowly, a couple of times to help connect to the back of your neck and help that part of your body just release. Start noticing your face, if you have any tension in your face. So around the eyes, or maybe your jaws, forehead. All those are very common places to hold tension. So if you notice any of that, just try to let your whole face melt, like the skin, everything is just melting down onto the bone structure of your face. No tension anywhere. Let all those muscles go. Notice your breathing. Just try to feel a couple of times that your attention is on your breathing and you're inhaling, filling up those lungs, exhaling, just calmly, simply, but with intention and presence. Maybe slightly fuller breaths, maybe you're able to inhale a little more deeply. And every time you exhale, try to relax your body a little bit more. So those areas that I mentioned, your face, jaws, forehead, around the eyes, back of your neck, and shoulders. All those places we're trying to connect to and we're trying to relax. While you keep relaxing and keep letting your breath be full and slow, we start turning our attention to the theme of this relaxation, which is change. So you don't have to change anything in your body or breath right now. Just stay where you are. And notice what arises in you when I mention the word change. Maybe you've been through a good change or not such a good change recently, and if so, maybe that's where your mind goes. And we don't have to change anything that's happened in that respect. We're just going to look at our relationship to change in our lives. So change is something that asks you to remember who you are, raises a lot of questions. It asks you to remember your courage, your wisdom, your experience. And if you think of the worst change or the most difficult, challenging change in your life, remember that you are the person who got through that change. That was you. And you are still that person. Whatever that worst or most difficult change in your life was, you are still the person who went through that. That was you. And you have that strength that it required. You had the ability to respond to whatever was required. No matter how it turned out, you went through it, you survived it, you handled it. And that was you. That's a good way to remember how capable we all are. We wouldn't be here if we weren't. We've gone through a lot, all of us, and change, as we know, is inevitable in life. Maybe you remember more than one difficult or challenging change in your life. Just take stock of the fact that you got through those, and that you met them, and that you were probably a little different after you went through it, maybe very different, but that was still you. You are that person who handled it, who went through it, who survived it. You have the ability to go through more changes, as we all will, and it's good to be prepared. Know that we can handle those changes, and all we need to do is connect to ourselves and remember who we are. Remember your courage, your wisdom, your experience, and you will be prepared to handle more changes in your life, and they will come. On your next few inhales and exhales, try to think that you're inhaling the memory of those challenging changes you went through, and on the exhale you let it go. Not letting go of the memory or what you learned, but just let go of any negative feelings you might have had around it, any blame or anything that you still carry around, and try to just keep holding on to all that courage, experience, the wisdom, everything you used to get through it, everything that you carry with you now because of that difficult change. Notice if your body has started tensioning up after or during thinking about any of those changes. Taking stock of one's lives and memories, it's not always easy, but it is valuable, and there's a lot of value to get from the memories of what we've been through. Try to feel another few breaths, a really deep inhale. Every exhale, relax shoulders, back of the neck, your face completely relaxed. You're melting in all those areas of your body. Try to let go of all the big muscle groups in your body. Every inhale, fill your lungs. Every exhale, relax through your body. Few more times, just like that. And as we're coming towards the end of this relaxation, reconnect to the theme of change and just notice how and if you have changed during these 10 minutes of relaxation. Maybe something has happened physically or mentally, emotionally. Just notice how you're feeling, if any new thoughts or feelings have appeared in you. Notice that recharge that a relaxation usually brings. You might feel some new energy coming up. And just to close, try to stretch out your body, so maybe you can use your arms, your shoulders, everything from the top of your fingers to your toes, just stretch through. That's it for this time. Thank you for listening to Feel Flows podcast, and see you next time.